your spritz.
Not too bad. I think we'll be all right. All right, huzzah, we found the satellite. Clear day, can't find the bloody satellite. Clouds and rain, there's the satellite. Oh well. Time to get this show on the road. So hello there. This is JD, and this is another episode of whatever podcast you're listening to right now. I'm making a 2-for-1 podcast, so you might be listening to episode 8 of JD's Big Fat Running Journey. You might be listening to episode 86, 87, a Run Talk Run. I don't know which one you're listening to. You might even be listening to both of them. Hopefully not simultaneously, though. That would be a cacophony of sound. Look it up, Salve. I'm not explaining the word. But as I walk up the big hill in front of my house, I have a couple of things to share. One of those is going to be an announcement. But before we get to that, I'm old school today, by the way. What does that mean? Well, we don't have a Gym Boss interval timer. Just have my watch. Because I'm going to run slowly, but straight through. Plan is for 3 miles. I did 2 yesterday, so we're going to try 3 today. I am getting over a respiratory illness that I got, I suppose thankfully, right after Bird in Hand. Would have been worse if I got it before, so there is that. Would have been better if I didn't get it at all, but I did. I've been spending the last 2 weeks sneezing, sniffling, coughing, thanks to said upper respiratory infection. So, been almost 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks yesterday since my last run. So yeah, going a little stir crazy, waiting for my lungs to be up to even a slow jog. So I'm happy to be back. Alright. We're at the top of the hill. There's the telephone pole. Let's go do something. So good news is the fact that I brought you with me, I won't go out too fast. Which, after 2 decades worth of running, is still the bane of my existence. You can take the high school sprinter off the track, but you can't take the high school sprinter out of the man. So, old habits, I suppose. So this helps, but I'm old school, so no timer, just going for a run. We're running straight through, nothing against run, walk. We're just going to do a nice, well, I don't know that I would call it long. I wouldn't call 3 miles long, but slow. Definitely going to be slow distance, so. Long for me now, anyway. Right? Looks like I timed this right. Gonna get a quick little hit of sunshine before the next batch of clouds and rain show up today. So, alright. But I'm also out in a cotton shirt. Yeah, no tech tee for me today. So, and I'm also wearing my oldest running hat that I got from a marathon. So, I'm wearing my Frederick Marathon running hat that I got back in 2007. Would have been my fourth overall marathon since I started in 2006 and I ran 3 that year. So, there you are. And I do have my fancy recording device with my filter, so this little breeze that we're getting right now should not pose any audio issues. Doing a bit of recording on my phone, but it does not react positively to wind. So, anyway, but as I said, I'm old school today, and old school is a nice theme for the announcement later, but more on that in a bit. So, what's been happening since we last chatted? Well, the big thing that's happened was Bird in Hand. So, and it was their, I don't know, 10th or 11th year for Bird in Hand. It's been around a little while, but it's not an old race. It's a fairly new race as far as races go. So, it's still in its adolescence, I suppose. Wouldn't say infancy, but definitely still in its adolescence. There are races that have been around for several decades at this point. So, there's that. But it was a great weekend, as always. Would have been a nicer weekend if the 5 to 7 people who couldn't make it didn't have life jump up and bite them, but there were a number of people who were there that last year who couldn't make it because of life jumping up and biting them. And then there were people who were planning on coming for the very first time this year who also couldn't make it because life jumped up and bit them. In fact, one of my friends, and not only bit him, it crushed his toe. So, probably would have been happier if life just dumped up and bit him, rather than what it did to his foot. But, hopefully he's making a shall we say, smashing recovery. Pun intended. You know who you are. So, there you go. Probably saying, don't say smashing, JD, don't say smashing. Alright. I get that. So, but Bird in Hand was phenomenal. We did something different this year though. And that is, last year, and this was fun, we had our own little meetup at a local county park. So pretty much everybody at that park I'd say from 4 to 6:30 in the evening was us. We had the pavilion, we had the park to ourselves, and it was just a place for us to hang and have a nice chat. And that was great. The downside to that, though, was there were people who were doing the 5K that same day. And then they needed to leave a tad early to make it, 2 miles to the race and go run their 5K. And when they finished, there was nobody from our group really there to cheer for them, unless they had gone to cheer somebody else in the 5K. The majority of us stayed back at the county park. But this year, we foregoed, did without, whatever word I'm looking for, the private party, and just made our party part of the larger pasta dinner 5K meetup. And I like that better. I like the fact that, first of all, we're all in one spot, and the 5K folks could hang until the last second before lining up to go do their race. And when they were done, however many minutes later that was, the vast majority of us were still there to cheer them as they came and made the right onto the final maybe 100 meters. So that was nice. Really liked that. Pasta dinner was good. You had your choice of pizza or pasta. So, vegetarian, not vegetarian, don't eat meat on Friday. There was something for everybody, which is good. Then, let's go home, get some sleep, and then the big race on Saturday. So, I did something this year that I hadn't done in previous years, or at previous races. And I got to run with two of my friends who I've never had the privilege of running with. I've run races they were in, but I haven't run with them. So my buddy Joe from Boston, I got to run with him. And I got to run with him for the full 13.1. More on that in a minute. And I got to run 8 miles with my friend Roxanne from Orlando, who normally, I'm a tad faster than Roxanne, so I don't normally line up with her. But this year, I wasn't being competitive. I just wanted to go and have a nice 13.1 mile chat, so I did. And Roxanne and I talked for about 8 of those 13.1. Got to meet a new person named Cindy. Got to meet a new person. Well, unfortunately, I forget her name, but I know she's in Key West, so thoughts to you right now as Hurricane Ian makes its way in your neighborhood. And also, go Wildcats, because she's a fellow Villanovan. So, Nova Nation. So that was fun. And of course, our group also had my good buddy from Cincinnati, Kevin. And so, that was fun. But as I mentioned, somewhere around mile 8, Joe and I noticed we were just a tad quicker than everyone else on the run portion of our run walk. So over the next 2 miles, we would end up being further and further ahead until we got to mile 10, and then we just decided, all right, we're just gonna run in. We'll see everybody else at the finish. And it was probably, this is a guess, mile 11 before the rest of the group could no longer see us. But people had been falling off that group probably since mile 5, 6. That's where people started to pull back their pace to something that would be better for them, and that's fine. So I think Joe and I went all the way up to mile 12, and then at mile 12 we just decided we're going to take less walk breaks, and then once we cross the very large tractor path, which is about a half mile to three quarters of a mile in length, once we got off that, we had already decided we were just going to run straight in to the finish, which is what we did. So anyway, that was fun. Of course, after that, waited for all my other friends who were still on the course to come in. Just fun to cheer those folks as they came in. And of course, after that is probably one of the biggest picnic lunches you'll ever see put on by the race, which is open to family and runners. So you can sit down with your family and friends and all eat the same food, which is nice. After that, went home, got a shower, a 30-minute nap, because then it went back into the car, back out over in the Susquehanna, and out to a road named Centerville. And just off of Centerville Road, on the northbound side of Route 30, it's the old Lincoln Highway, there's a place called Locksley's, and that's where we had our post-race early dinner, supper, some of you might call it. So, and I mean, we've lived here since the very tail end of 2000. My wife and I have never gone there, and that was 22 years of mistakes that got fixed this year, because the place is phenomenal. We'll definitely want to go back there again. We got to eat in a part of the restaurant referred to as the treehouse, because that's what it looks like. It looks like a big old treehouse. It's really just a big elevated deck, but you go up the spiral staircase to the top, and then we walked over to a large area where they had probably 2, 3, maybe even 4 tables put together, so our large group could all eat as one. And eat we did. Food was phenomenal. Food was big. Probably one of the bigger fish fry sandwiches I've ever had. And very healthy beer selection. So my friend Coach Chris got to remind me that at some time previous, and I do remember this, promise, I just don't remember what it was about, that I had promised him a free pint of Guinness. And so he took the opportunity to cash in. So we both had Guinness, and I paid for both. And so that was fun. Of course, once we were done, made my way home, Then the following morning, woke up with this. The end. You're hearing the end of the upper respiratory stuff every sniffle I make. But, yeah, that showed up the following day. So, as I mentioned, probably good it didn't show up earlier, because that would have definitely impacted the race for me. So, looking forward to Bird in Hand 2023 already. But I don't have to wait that long to see most of those folks. I will see them in March of 2023, because now we've got it set up that we have a nice meetup race every 6 months. So, Bird in Hand at the beginning of September, and Jeff Galloway's 13.1 weekend now in the middle of March. So, nice 6 month break. So, if you miss one, you only have to wait 6 months to see most of those folks. And one of them is local. So, not really a whole lot of traveling for me. So, huzzah! Huzzah! All right. Coming up to our turnaround here. So, it'll be time to wrap this recording up. So, before I do that, I want to mention my friend Suzanne, who couldn't make it. Want to wish her a very happy addition to her family. She has a new puppy, so I'm looking forward to making my way down to Lexington at some point and visiting with Hal. He's got a much longer full name, but Hal for short. And hopefully nothing like the Hal 9000 from 2001, Space Oddity. Yes, I said Odyssey in a goofy way on purpose. So, there you go. Those of you who are fans of Earl Pitts, I know my buddy Kevin in Cincinnati remembers Earl Pitts. He used to refer to it as a Space Oddity. So, little homage to Mr. Pitts. Redneck American that he was. Anyway, but I want to make one more shout out, and that's to my friend Roxanne. So, my buddy Roxanne's not able to run this past week, and there is a part of me that wants to kiddingly go, I haven't run for 2 weeks, so I only feel so bad about her not being able to run for a week, but she had some medical testing that turned up aces, so I think she would agree it was worth the week wait. So, very happy to hear that her news turned out positive. But she was asking, since she's going stir crazy, and which means she's making her lovely husband, Carl, stir crazy, if we wouldn't donate a portion of our run today to her. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to donate whatever mile you want, Roxanne, out of these three, to you. But the other 2 miles, I'm going to donate to somebody else. And that somebody is you. Yeah, you. You listening to this show right now. This podcast would not be anywhere if it wasn't for people like you who came here to listen to it. And with that is the announcement. This is the last episode. So, when the music closes and fades, that'll be it. I'm mothballing this podcast. So if you were paying attention at the beginning, you now know I am mothballing JD's Big Fat Running Journey at episode 8 and Run Talk Run at episode 80, whatever it is. I think it's 87, but I don't know. I stopped counting after 80. So, I had planned on doing all kinds of recording at Birdman. And when Friday came, I just didn't feel like bringing a bunch of gear and sticking microphones in people's faces and, making recordings of what was happening. And that was the right decision on a personal level, because I'm sure I had way more fun just being in the moment than trying to spend some of the moment recording the moment and then listening to the moment later, and in some respects reminding me of the part that I wasn't fully there for, because well, I was too busy recording it and trying to come up with content. And I enjoyed that being not recording so much on Friday that I didn't record on Saturday. And that, from a personal standpoint, was again the right decision. Again, there was lots of stuff that would have made good content for a podcast, but I know personally I enjoyed it a whole lot more because I was in the total moment. Again, wasn't thinking about making sure my recording device had enough space, had fresh batteries. I definitely didn't have to hold it in one hand or the other for 13.1 miles, or shove it in people's faces or any of that stuff. I could just be there and be completely there. And that was the right decision, again, from a personal standpoint. But from the standpoint of a podcast, whether it be Run Talk Run or JD's Big Fat Running Journey, that was a crap decision. Because, of course, perfect opportunity to get content to share on either of those shows. So, I've been mulling this over for a little bit, but I think Bird in Hand was kind of brick to the head, the penny that dropped, whatever phraseology you'd like to use. But it was the thing that kind of reminded me, you know what? I've been doing this podcasting thing for 10 years. I've been doing it since 2012. And 10 years is probably enough. I have lots of other things that are going on in my life right now that are also asking for my time. And I kind of don't want to not do those things because I want to keep producing podcasts. So, I mentioned this before, For me, doing a podcast is something I do because I enjoy it and I enjoy having something to share. And once that stops being fun, because of course I make no money on any of this, well then that's probably the end. And I think that's where I am right now. Well, 1960s Dodge Dart four-door. I owned one. Sadly, I got into an accident in one back in 1983. So much for that car. Nice to still see one driving around. Actually, they painted it the same color that I painted mine. It's a kind of a metallic teal color, which was not an original color, so back in 68, so that is a paint job. But anyway, back to this show that you're listening to. So I've been thinking about like some different groups, like the Police, REM, and thinking there's a couple of groups that, you know, they hung it up when they were on top. Hard to argue that the Police had a better album than 1983 Synchronicity, when they basically said, this is pretty much the high water mark, let's stop here. Same thing with REM. REM hung it up in the early 90s and kind of went, this is probably about as good as it's going to get. Every album's been better than the last. At some point, we end up putting out the album that's not as good as the previous one. And then you kind of realize, we've kind of stuck around with the party too long. And there are definite groups who I think absolutely stuck around at the party too long. I won't name them, because that wouldn't be very nice, but I'm sure if you think hard enough, you can think of groups that stuck around at the party too long, should have hung it up years ago. So, and I don't want either of these shows to definitely be that. Now, Run Talk Run has been around for 4 years, maybe five, but definitely it's been around for four. So, as podcasts go, it's been around for a number of years. I'd say it made it into its adulthood, since your average podcast probably doesn't stick around for a year before it goes, it didn't do what I wanted it to do, so there we go. You see the same thing on YouTube channels, you know. People try to make a go of those, and they don't click within the first 12 months. They pretty much just pod fade, all right? And I've had friends who had podcasts that I really enjoyed. Again, I won't name them, because I don't want to turn it into that kind of an episode here, but for whatever reason, just decided they had enough and stopped. And I do miss those people in social media, but I do absolutely respect their decision when they made it. So I guess I'm asking for the same from all of you. Of course, those of you who call me your friend, you know how to find me. I have a phone. It still works. I have email. It still works. So feel free to go ahead and reach out. Those of you who are continuing to put out content of yourself, I'm still willing to record something for you, should you want me to. So I'm not completely leaving the space. And actually, my oldest still running show, which is called I Was Just Thinking, I'm going to keep that in case there's something I feel I just have to tell the universe. But even that show, I'm going to be talking to the universe a lot less. I'm going to spend more time on other endeavors. And if you want to see them, come and hang out with me on Instagram, because Instagram's a nice place for that. It's a photo or a quick video, and you kind of get the gist of what's going on. It's a highlight reel, and that's really what I like social media for. Some of the other stuff I have less tolerance for, so that's why I've left some of the other platforms. Too much of the other stuff for my liking. So, Anyway, so here's the part of the show where I just once again say thank you for being out there in the audience, whether it was for either podcast or both. I want to give a special shout out to my friend Jane for being the lovely voice at the beginning of every JD's Big Fat Running Journey. Definitely could not have chosen a better person to open every show. So thank you, Jen. Really appreciate it. Want to thank my buddy Carlos, who's definitely been the most prolific person to use the email for JD's Big Fat Run. So thank you to you, Carlos. And with that, I've now just done a 5K. I have a few more yards to go before I go back down to my walk. But I'll end the recording here and just say thank you. It's been a pleasure. It's been an honor to chat to all of you. I hope we see each other soon in person. But if we can't, because of time or distance, you know where to find me. So feel free to reach out. So with that, it is the final see you later. And we'll definitely have a handshake, a hug, and a beer when I next see you in person. Be well, stay safe, stay healthy, and until we see each other face to face, take care.